When 11-year-old Jacy was walking to the school bus stop in her South Lake Tahoe community, a car approached her. A man, Philip Garrido, reached out, zapped her with a stun gun, and dragged her into his car. Then he and his wife, Nancy, took Jacy to their home in Antioch, where they held her as Philip's sex slave. Now, Jacy is in her mid-30s. Philip and Nancy Garrido are in prison for the rest of their lives. Jacy and the two daughters she had by Philip Garrido are still rebuilding their lives, one day at a time. Because Jacy was in captivity for so long, she had to learn how to do the most basic things for the first time after she left captivity in 2009. She learned how to drive a car, go shopping, and cook for herself. She also had to develop new bonds with her family. To help facilitate the reunification process, Jacy and her family joined a program called Transitioning Families. As part of the program, they participated in equine therapy with Dr. Rebecca Bailey, who eventually became Jacy's personal therapist as well. One of Jacy's first firsts was flying in an airplane. While trapped in Philip and Nancy Garrido's backyard, she would dream she could fly. For her first flight since before she was kidnapped, Jacy traveled to visit her media relations assistant, Nancy Seltzer, or Nanny Goat, as she would come to call her. As the plane took off, Jacy felt nervous. But when she looked outside and saw the blinking lights below, she fell in love with flying. Another time, Jacy had to navigate a layover in Dallas. To Jacy's surprise, her connection was canceled, and she was left alone in an unfamiliar place. She was challenged with trusting a strange cab driver to take her to a hotel for the night. When she first went to a mall, Jacy felt like everyone was staring at her. She was also overwhelmed by the myriad choices for dress, hair, and more. It took Jacy time to develop her own personal style, because she was forced to skip straight from her kid style to dressing as an adult. She never had the chance to go through an awkward teenage phase in public.